Next up is Betsy Binstock. Betsy is a poet and a songwriter and a singer, and her absence of keyboard makes me wonder if we might be going to be treated to a poem this evening. I'm seeing enthusiastic nodding coming from Betsy. Betsy's a published poet. You can ask her about that if you like. She has some lovely collections of poetry. And let's give a big welcome to Betsy Binstock.
This is going to be a bit of a change from what you've been hearing. And it's going to require a suspension of disbelief. It's called Delilah's Tale. Samson? Oh, sure, I remember him, a purebred bonehead with an ego as hot as the midday sun. You know, he never seemed to learn. At least, not until the very end. No, not even then. Sure, I was paid to trap him, but he was quite the bully boy, you know, one of those muscle-flexing types. He even torched the fields around his first wife's home, just because her father made him mad. She died, of course. After that, he went to chasing after whores. Not that I'm one of those, you understand. He used to hang around a lot. Time after time, I'd flatter him. God, Samson, your biceps really turn me on. And I go all over goosebumps when you fling your enemies around as easy as a kid throws toys. Where do you get that extra oomph? I bet there's not a chance those Philistines could figure out a way to strip your strength away. Like any self, then peacock-like he'd boast and tell me slick new ways to steal away his might. Like any self-respecting spy, I'd sneak the message out to eager Philistines who lurked nearby, and they'd come charging in to try and weaken him. They never pulled it off, of course, because he never told the truth. And so he'd laugh and burst his bonds again, pitching those Philistines around. He loved to break their bones. Each time I saw my silver pieces start to slip away, and so I'd give it one more try. But then he'd pull the same old thing, stringing me along with lies. And yet he kept on coming back to me, too dumb to know I'd sold him out. You know the type. At last, I coaxed the secret out of him. So, while he slept, his head against my knee, a man came in to shave him bald. Without his shaggy mop, his face looked so defenseless and so old. Of course, when Philistines came roaring in, he woke and staggered up, only to find his strength lay scattered at his feet, those tangled locks all dark and slippery on the floor. A sudden look of horror stained his face as they bound him tight and gouged out both his eyes. Oh, well, those eyes were never much for seeing what was real.
Chilling and wonderful. Thank you. Betsy Binstock, one more hand.